Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's enough. Don't care. Not interested.
Insightful sports talk for your workday from one of Chicago's most respected radio professionals.
Professional what?
Professional penis.
You don't know what the hell you're doing!
Dan Bernstein.
The guy is full of hot air.
In a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Middays on The Score.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, and we've got a lot to do today. We're going to be joined in just a bit by Keith Smith, one of our favorite NBA voices, he of Yahoo Sports and Real GM. Free agency starts this evening, 5 o'clock our time. There is going to be an absolute free agent free-for-all. The Bulls are sitting with only their mid-level exception and the biannual exception, so I don't think they can be too busy unless they start making some trades. And generally what we know is this team is not going to make huge splashes. They're going to operate deliberately. That is going to be the key word as we follow Arturis Karnišovas. But, hey, you never know, because things are very different. Already there are some players who are available who we didn't think might be in free agency. Matt Miller, who is our NFL and NFL draft analyst, will join us to preview the weekend. There's a couple of huge Big Ten games this weekend, one of which you're going to hear on The Score, by the way. That is the Indiana-Ohio State game. And there are going to be some pro prospects out there. He will tell us who he's watching. Midday Midway at 10:40, going to be a fun one today. And then Anthony Herron is going to join us for a couple of segments in the 11 o'clock hour, and we'll have surprises along the way as well. The Score listener line, 312-644-6767, is powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. You want to send us an email? You can. That's at Bernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you go to listen to us live, because we stream at 670thescore.com. Text the text zone, if you like. Brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at RosenHyundai.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein670. My personal feed for sports and non-sports is at Dan_Bernstein. Also, download the Radio.com app to stream The Score on your mobile devices. You can interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. You want to watch us? Let me click onto the Twitch stream there. Hey, there it is. There I am. There you are. Come on out and join us on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. There is a fast-moving, rapid-fire chat that goes on there as well. Many of our guests you can see on the Twitch stream. Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. That is directed by Brian Gertsch. He is also the moderator of said chat. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer. And Ray Diaz, the executioner, is the man on the board doing all the things that he does. This is it's a good weekend because we don't have a Bears game. And when that starts to feel good, that's what losing four in a row does. It just takes away the burden. It was one thing like realizing it was on Monday Night Football, and I got all excited about it because it's Monday Night Football, but it's kind of free and easy. Like we're on parole this weekend, that we don't have to have a Bears game or feel like we're missing one. And I know what you say. You don't have to watch Bernstein. What are you gonna do? What you want to do anyway? I have to watch it in real time. I do when I can. Obviously, if something supersedes it that's much more important, it does. But you know, I always think, once more unto the breach as heading in and getting into the conversation on Twitter. But no, not this weekend. If you want to watch football, there's plenty of other stuff. Or we can, is it too late for cider and donuts, the old Bob Fesco bit? Probably. I think the corn mazes are all closed up right now. And we can, I gotta actually figure out a turkey brine of some kind this weekend. I think I'm going to do it. I'm just going to brine turkey legs. How long do I have to brine them for? I think Wednesday we're going to do a special Shane's Meat because I actually need the help. And I think a lot of us who are going to be cooking next week are trying to get this all figured out of what we're going to be doing. But it's just, it's going to be nice to not have a Bears game. You know what else is?
Yeah.
It keeps sinking in every time I watch football. There are so many good young quarterbacks. And you watch them, and they don't make you want to throw up. They might make a mistake here or there, but they look like they're in charge of what they want to do all around the league. And they don't have to be special, but just guys who know what they're doing. Joe Burrow, Tua Tagovailoa, Justin Herbert, Kyler Murray, maybe not so much Daniel Jones, but boy, he can run. Jeez, he's fast, man. There are quarterbacks who seemingly are fine. Why is it so hard? Why is it so hard? Can't they just one time get lucky with somebody? One time, this guy's better than we thought. And it's not just fool's gold. And it's not Sexy Rexy or Kyle Orton or somebody like that. When you think about it, the only time in recent memory the Bears actually got something relatively unexpected from a quarterback, it was Josh McCown, who was better than anybody thought and outperformed what he was. And that didn't last. But it's like never. It's always so hard. It gets back to what we were talking about earlier with the Mully and Haw in transition. It just seems like we've never had it. You would just think by sheer luck you would have an opportunity where some guy that they draft or some guy they bring and say, hey, look what we found here that we didn't know. And here he is, and look at this. But this is, you know, we're in this time. This is sort of the bye week always seems to be for Bears navel gazing. That with those of us who are just steeped in this team for better or for worse. You know, and I'm in a unique position, having grown up a season ticket holder and a fan who grew up, you know, my earliest memories being the early years of Walter Payton, and then becoming the beat reporter for the team and being in and around it and doing pregame and postgame shows and being a part of that. And then going back, I've come full circle because now that I'm not a reporter, it's never quite the same. But I've really worked hard to go back to being a fan of the team. And I've had this full gamut into middle age with this team. And there's a way I feel the Bears in a way. And I'm here to do it for you. I'm like a lightning rod for so much Bears feeling. And I think I've done a pretty good job of it over the years. And just sort of absorbing some of all of this stuff. And this is one of those, you know, you get in the bye week and you just kind of go, here we are again. And I knew the 5-1 was fool's gold. This team never felt like it was any good. And then they proved that they're not any good. I want to bring back some Michael Lombardi, who is, he's a firebrand. He's a bomb thrower. But in his appearances are always some strong and interesting thoughts. Take them as you will. I enjoy listening to him. Radio.com sports NFL insider Michael Lombardi. He is on with Mully and Haw every week. And he was on this morning, and this was his simple answer to the question, where do the Bears go from here?
I think the number one thing you got to fix is you got to fix the offensive line. You know, whether you make changes, whatever you do there, it's really the central nervous system of their offense, and that's broken. The right guard, you know, they can't handle twists. They don't handle stunts. They don't handle movement. They can't handle power. They don't play with power. You're not going to fix this in a week now because you can't practice with the players. But that, to me, if that would be driving me completely berserk. If I were Ryan Pace and I had a look at Bars and Afidi and Coward and any of those guys in that line, I would be going crazy because that's not what I'm about. To me, the game is always about dominating in the line. Who wins the middle? It's, you know, football's a lot like chess. Who controls the middle of the chessboard wins, who controls the middle of the field wins. And when you only control the middle of the field when you have a dominating offensive line, and that line has gotten worse, as I've indicated on this radio show, as the season goes on. So that would be driving me absolutely crazy. We can draw all the plays we want, but if we don't fix that, that's our biggest problem.
Okay, well, that takes us to the guy who stands behind that offensive line and directs everything. That's the quarterback. With all that said, what do you do about that position then?
As much as I've been critical of MVP Mitch, you know, Nick Foles has proven to be what Nick Foles has always been, which is a backup journeyman quarterback. He got lightning in a bottle, Philly. They have a statue at him in front of the Eagles. The Eagle fans here in Philadelphia think he's the greatest quarterback that ever walked into their building, and for rightly so. They've won a Super Bowl with him. However, his production, getting beaten out last year by Gardner Minshew, shows you that Nick can do some things, but he does a lot of things not very well. And I think going back to MVP Mitch wouldn't be the worst. But, look, I think Nagy really wanted to play Foles all along. I think Pace kind of made him start MVP Mitch to begin the season. And once he had enough of him in the Atlanta game, he made the move. Now, I don't know if he has any options. If Mitch is healthy, I think the next six games they should play Mitch, because they need movement at the position. Assuming now Mitch will run, because there's times where Mitch doesn't run.
Well, he's got to run. I mean, he's running for his life if he gets back in a quarterback, because that offensive line's so terrible. You know, they lead the NFL in pass attempts. They're last in the league in rushing yards. That's a terrible kind of reality to face. So when you look at rebuilding this offense, whether it's philosophically or with personnel, Michael, would you look around the league and you see, okay, rookie quarterbacks having success, young quarterbacks can make an impact, you know, quicker than ever? Or do you look at it, how do you look at it? Because it starts with that position, but it's not only about that position when you're looking at the Bears roster.
Yeah, but if you don't fix that, everything else is broken. To me, there is nothing more important than fixing the quarterback position. Nothing more important than that. Every resource you have, every dollar you have has to go to that position. You must fix that. You must fix it, and you have to just be willing to say, yeah, we made a mistake. Yeah, we blew it, but we're going to fix it. You know, and it's the only chance we have to compete at the highest level. Once we fix that, then everything else becomes you can fix other things along the way. But until you fix that, until you get a blue chip player at that position, you're going nowhere fast.
Great. So if the Bears stay in this tailspin and miss the playoffs, what does that mean in general about the larger direction of the organization?
I think everybody thinks Pace is safe. I think the word around the league is, you know, that he's endeared himself to the family, and you know, I don't think there's any doubt that, you know, he'll be back. Now, maybe that's because nobody really knows and they just suspect that, but I think if you're the president of the team, if you're Ted Phillips, you have to take a step back and say, okay, here's where we are. You know, this general manager really cost us a $100 million mistake in the sense we passed on a really good player. That alone should get somebody fired. And when you enter the NFL, me included, when you enter the NFL, you make that mistake, you know you're not going to keep your job. If you can avoid, if you keep your job after that mistake, you're really, really a blessed person. And so I think that's something that you have to understand. I mean, that's the law of the industry. That is. It's just what it is. We've all accepted it. When you walk into this arena and you get paid millions of dollars, you accept. If you make a blunder like that, whether it's on Wall Street, whether it's in downtown Chicago, you make a mistake like that, typically that's going to cost you your job. And if it doesn't, you're really lucky.
Well, apparently it's not going to, based on what he's saying. So we will talk about all of it, and we'll continue, and then we'll end up right back where we started, because
it's a long season.
To be our Sisyphean plight as Bears fans and observers. Let's talk some basketball next. Tonight, 5 o'clock our time, will mark the start of NBA free agency. The Bulls may not be a big player, but you never know what's possible with trades, etc. A lot of names and a lot of dollars could be flying around. We'll also figure out how they're going to relaunch this entire league. Keith Smith of Yahoo has been really plugged in to NBA business, so he's going to give us all that information next on The Score.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, we're going to be picky just because of roster spots valuable. So we're going to be, you know, looking at who we need to add and who's going to be available as well. So, again, we need to spread the floor. So, you know, we're definitely going to take a look at some shooting, and we'll go from there.
Arturas Karnišovas needing to spread the floor with some shooting. I don't know what you can find with the mid-level exception or the biannual exception, but there could be something there. Free agency starts tonight, and the NBA is coming, in his words, the words of Karnišovas, fast and furious. Here to talk about that is Keith Smith of Yahoo Sports. He is at Keith Smith NBA. He is on the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Hello, Keith.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Before we get into some of these specifics of free agency, let's pull back a little bit and just talk about how the NBA got here, how post-bubble, post-Lakers championship, how quickly this had to be turned around and how they had to decide on a schedule with built-in flexibility and how the travel is going to work amid a worsening pandemic. How did they do this so fast, and why did they do this so fast?
Yeah, the how is really the strength of the relationship between the NBA, the league office, the teams, and the Players Association and the players themselves. They really have, I think, in all of the professional sports, the best working relationship. They understand, you know, it's the old saying of a half a watermelon is better than a whole grape. So you really should work together to make things happen when you can. So I think, you know, as far as how quickly that was done, to in a lot of ways save the 21-22 season, and get it back on the regular calendar, get it back on track, because what the NBA knows is playing those games in the summertime, even in a pandemic when people should have been inside, people just weren't looking for basketball in the summer. So they did not really want to be playing those games in the summer. The players didn't really like it. They understood for this past year to get the season completed, but the NBA wanted to get back on their regular calendar. That's why everything's coming so fast. That's why it's going to end right around the usual time, a little bit later. And then that'll allow next season to get back on the normal calendar and get things moving in a, hopefully, what's a better environment in a much more normal situation.
What are your expectations for teams spending in general, for the values of free agents, and how the recent financial situation is going to impact spending?
Yeah, I think because what the league did was they locked the cap this year, and then in future years, they put a cap on how much it can grow. That the hope is things will recover. We know they will. It might be, you know, not this coming season. It might be the one after that. But in the next few years, I think because they limited how much things will grow, they now are in a position to spend a bit more this offseason. So I think you're going to see teams. I mean, we've already seen the Golden State Warriors be very aggressive by using their trade exception to bring in Kelly Oubre, which pushes their tax bill north of $100 million. And, you know, they're a different circumstance than some of the other teams. But I think everybody's going to be pretty aggressive because at the end of the day, the league is pretty wide open. The Lakers are the champs, but they aren't seen as an unbeatable group by any means. So I think there are a lot of teams that are going to try to load up and go for it and challenge the Lakers for a championship. And that means spending money.
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday, looking at the East. The number of teams that have sort of sold out to be in go-for-it mode means if the Bulls are careful, they may be able to time this just right. With a typically deliberate rebuild, they may be in a better position in a couple years when other teams have to pay the piper for going for it.
Yeah, they absolutely could be. The Bulls are, you know, they're kind of in that next tier down. They're not quite a playoff team. If everything breaks right and they have health and players develop, they could certainly be in the mix, especially with the advent of the play-in system where you only got to get to 10 to have a shot at getting into the postseason if you can win your way in. So, yeah, I could see that being the direction that they go. I think they're a little more stuck roster-wise just with Otto Porter opting into his contract and then to some of the other things. So I don't know that they're going to make big moves, but I think that's almost to their benefit to be a little bit more patient and just kind of continue building this thing. And hopefully they'll have better health to see what they have in their players, because that's the single biggest thing that's been lacking is the ability to get all those guys on the floor together.
Is there a cloud of names for that $9.3 million mid-level exception? I mean, that used to sound like a lot of money, and now it's really not. And I was thinking, I saw that Bobby Portis just got waived by the Knicks. He made $15 million last year. I'm just, what names would we be talking about if they decided to grab somebody at that number?
Yeah, and Bobby Portis made so much money last year because the Knicks were kind of left standing there with all kinds of money to spend and not very many people to spend it on. So they just kind of started throwing it around a little bit crazy last season. But, yeah, the guys you're looking at, I think, for Chicago, and if I remember correctly, the new front office is prioritizing adding some shooting, which yep. makes sense. I think that's what they need to add to the roster. So those are the types of players you're kind of taking a look at. A guy like a Wayne Ellington would be a great fit for part of that mid-level exception. He's one of the better shooters on the market. Joe Harris is the best shooter out there, but he's probably going to be priced out. I don't think that's going to be enough to get him. So you're kind of looking around at the guys who are, you know, probably one skill guys for that, but guys you can push in. And that should be enough because there's only a couple of teams with significant cap space at this point, the Knicks and the Hawks. That $9 million should be enough to still get you a good quality player, because what you're looking at there is those guys are going to be kind of left standing when the Knicks and Hawks spend their money elsewhere, and they're going to be looking for deals, and that mid-level exception is going to be a very enticing piece at that point.
Ooh, I like Joe Harris. That you couldn't see my eyebrows raised, but that is I like that name.
Yeah, I just think that I think for a couple reasons why he's going to get too expensive. Either the Hawks or the Hornets are going to really push to get him, and they're going to be throwing around big money. But the Nets also know that they need him. They have no way to replace what he brings, and they need, with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, and who knows if they go after James Harden or not, they need guys who are, you know, content to be spot-up shooters who can knock it down and don't need the ball in their hands very much, and Harris plays that role to a T. So I'd be surprised if Brooklyn lets him get away.
What does Gordon Hayward know that I may not? Opting out at 30 years old with his injury history, opting out of $34.2 million. Is there a handshake deal already done?
Yeah, I'm starting to think that there's either something already done, either with Boston, where he's going to add, you know, 3 or 4 years to his contract for, let's say he re-signs now for 4 years, $80 to $100 million. What that does is, sure, he gave up money this year, but he added long-term security. For a guy who's had his kind of health history for his time with the Celtics, that long-term security is worth locking in. Or he may know he's got something from Atlanta or New York sitting there for him. That's a pretty big contract for him to head off to there. And then the third option is, if he wanted to go home to somewhere like Indiana, the Celtics could work with him on arranging a sign-in trade where they send him there, and then Boston gets other pieces back that helps them kind of rebalance their roster as they move forward. So there's still a lot of paths forward with Gordon Hayward. My guess is he and his team have a sense of what is actually available to them out there, and now they're going to be working with the Celtics on the best way to move forward.
What's being said around the league about the Bulls right now, about the now that they have restructured their coaching staff, now that they have hired a representative developmental staff? Are people taking notice that the Bulls are now going to engage and play some big boy basketball business here?
Yeah, there's a sense that you talk to other teams and as you talk to agents and even some players that the Bulls are kind of finally moving out of the past. It felt like they were stuck for a period of time with the group, and they had some success with some of the teams under Gar Foreman and John Paxson. But then that kind of slipped away, but then it was they just kind of kept press and repeat on things is what the feeling was. So now what everybody is kind of looking for is, can they get Wendell Carter, Lauri Markkanen, Kobe White, Zach LaVine, and Otto Porter on the floor together for, you know, half the season at a minimum, so they can really evaluate, all right, how do these guys fit? Because those guys played so little time together last season, you have no idea, you know, what you have in those players. And then Patrick Williams is seen as a lot. I know a lot of teams were not happy that the Bulls snagged him in the draft, because they were hoping he would slip down a little bit to them. He was a guy who, his numbers don't jump off the page at you, but you got to look at his role on the Florida State team, which was very deep, had a lot of good players. Everybody kind of had to share the wealth there. But if you project him into what he could be as an NBA athlete with his skill set, there were a lot of teams who really were hopeful of getting a chance at him. And they think Chicago got a great player, especially as Porter may be moving on after this season. Williams should be able to slot right in with the other young guys and fit in perfectly.
More Bulls optimism. Love to hear it. Keith Smith, thanks as always. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Y'all stay safe, you and yours.
You too. Keith Smith of Yahoo Sports. Matt Miller will join us next. Got some big games in the Big Ten to talk about, and we'll get his thoughts on where the Bears stand right now. Football talk with Matt Miller straight ahead on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.